during the Kitzur Shechana Aruch Mekor Chaim, and we were up to the laws of Ma'ariv. So when it came to biblical and rabbinic mitzvot, our sages wanted us to be careful not to miss them. So one of the things they instituted is that you don't start a meal when you should be doing the mitzvah. And a half hour before Ma'ariv, Chazal said, don't start a meal. And it's very simple. You figure a guy comes home, he sits down for supper, he dozes off, that's it. He lost Ma'ariv and Kriya Shema. And so Chazal said from a half hour near sunset, from a half hour before sunset, a person should delay his meal and read Shema. And if he started his meal within that time period, so then he should stop and read Shema and then finish his meal. And then afterwards, after the meal, he'll say the blessings of Shema and Shema and Daven Shmona Esrei. If a person started the meal before that time, so then he could finish his meal. If a person read Shema early, he read Shema, and technically a person, we quoted, it's a machlokas, whether he was Yotze when he read Shema or not. So he read Shema, he davened right here with the Sfardim, and he read Shema right after sunset. Technically, he could eat his meal, but realistically, we all know that chances are he's going to forget it. And so it's better to pause and say Shema and then eat one's meal. Where does this come up? Usually comes up at weddings. You have weddings which start before the sunset, and then they have the meal right after sunset. And that's why you'll notice that very often the rabbis will arrange a minyan for arvit right after the chuppah, because people shouldn't be sitting down for the meal before they daven ma'ariv, before they read Shema. And if people do, so then what usually happens is they end up forgetting the Kriyat Shema and ma'ariv altogether, because you're off schedule when you go to a wedding. So it's hard to remember. You're not going to your regular minyan. If a person were to ask, I missed the minyan, but I'm here, I hope I'll catch a minyan later tonight when I get back, I would say no. Read Shema, Daven, Shmona Esrei alone without a minyan, because it's at least as likely you're going to forget and miss it altogether. Unless you're in a yeshiva, the whole yeshiva is coming back, the whole yeshiva is going to daven, then maybe I could hear that he's confident he won't miss it. But for most people, it's more likely they will miss it, so rather they forgo the minyan and daven Ma'ariv alone, and this way they didn't forget it. Yeah.